Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and it is Bears week, and the Bears still suck. Cannot wait for this game on Sunday. Thanks so much for joining me here. Packers fans worldwide, you know it's time. Time to beat down those Bears in the 2024 regular season finale for the Green Bay Packers. Use it as a tune-up to get ready for the playoffs and, you know, spend another offseason listening to Bears fans talking about how they've won the offseason for 2025. I can't wait. But until we get to that, it's going to be fun to watch the Packers beat them down at Lambeau Field on what looks like it's going to be a cold one on Sunday afternoon there in Green Bay. Temperatures hovering just around 20 degrees at kickoff. It's going to be fun times watching the green and gold march up and down the field against this Bears defense that has really fallen apart in the second half of the season since Matt Eberflus's dismissal. Now, they're coming off a kind of a rebound performance against the Seahawks there last week, but for the most part, it has been tough stuff for the Bears defense, which obviously gave the Packers all sorts of fits throughout Eberflus's time in Chicago, though that game after the bye week last time around, the Packers moved the ball with some, you know, pretty regularity, but they shot themselves in the foot, as they often do in the red zone. Jordan Love's interception, overthrow of Tucker Kraft, kept points off the board. And on the flip side, you have to think that Jeff Hafley will be much more prepared this time around. Last game down there in Chicago was immediately after the coordinator switch, the play calling switch on the offensive side of the ball. He mentioned it yesterday. Have a much better idea and a much better handle of how they're operating on offense. Caleb Williams and company, who, man, you talk about a lost season. I mean, the Bears have done everything they can to make sure that their latest quarterback starts his career off as poorly as possible. And I think the kid's still immensely talented. There's no doubt about it. I think you get him a system and a coach and a play caller that actually works to his strengths and gives him the support he needs, he could be dangerous. But I don't suspect that's going to be the case on Sunday in Lambeau. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to see you guys here on the watch party. All game long, Corey and I are going to be chatting it up with Packers fans worldwide. Hope to see you there. Good to see everyone here already mixing it up in the comment section. Siggy, how you doing, man? Dennis, how are you? Driving. So many regulars here. King Favre's here. Look at this. David's here. Tony, how are you guys? Good to see everybody. Before we get to your comments and questions, let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdraws, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. Prize Picks is available in 43 different states, most importantly, including Wisconsin. And that's right. Here are my picks for Sunday's game. Yeah, Jordan Love's going ham, and then they're going to pull him like end of the third quarter. Josh Jacobs, definitely getting in the end zone. Caleb Williams, not doing much on the ground or in the air. And yeah, DeAndre Swift, he ain't running all over the Packers. Send me your lineups, folks. Let me see them. Somebody sent me one on Instagram the other day that really made me laugh. It was basically all Packers doing, like, you know, over on everything. I mean, I don't suggest going that route, but hey, man, it's cool. If you got nothing but green and gold flowing through your veins, I tell you, if you're a Corey Banky, I understand it. Let's get to your chats here. King Favre, what's going on, man? What is simulated pressure? How is it different to a zone blitz? It is kind of like a zone blitz, actually. However, there are some other wrinkles and elements to it. There is a video here on the channel where I talked to Cody Alexander over there at Match Quarters about how Hafley sets up simulated pressure and what the different kind of components of it are. I won't go through it again here, but I highly recommend you check it out here on the channel. If you just search Cheesehead TV simulated pressure in your YouTube chat, or I'm sorry, in your YouTube search, you'll find it. It's good stuff. And Cody is a longtime defensive coach. He also, you know, specializes in the secondary. He can give you a much more thorough overview than I could. Jeezy baby, what's going on, man? My 5-year-old has Siri play "The Bears Still Suck" multiple times a day. My job as a father is starting off well. She loves it. The song brings joy. It does bring joy, doesn't it? It is just a joyous song. There is no doubt about it. Like, you could just be on a random Tuesday walking down the street and then, you know, put it on your headphones and life just feels better. There's no doubt about that. Joe Mailman, what's up, man? Spot for Getsy on staff if, in 2025 if Clements retires. I suppose it's a possibility, though. I just think Getsy's around doing much like Saleh is this year, you know, drawing a paycheck, watching tape and giving suggestions. Like Matt said today, for those of you who missed it, Luke Getsy, former quarterbacks coach in Green Bay, who went on to become the offensive coordinator in Chicago and with the Raiders, he has been apparently on staff now for a few weeks doing something similar to what Saleh is doing for the offense. He's doing it for the defense, essentially just giving a coach's eye to, you know, trying to suggest things and point out things that maybe the defensive mind wouldn't be thinking of, and taking an offensive approach from the offensive vantage point of what they're doing on the defensive side of the ball. So it's an interesting thing. Matt's done it before. Aubrey Pleasant probably being the most recent example, but I doubt Getsy would return full time on staff. Maybe if Clements were to retire. But I tend to think Getsy would probably get a full-time gig someplace else first. But, you know, never say never. Nick, what's going on, man? How you been? 12 wins and sweeping the Bears. Go, Pack, go. Got to be done. Got to be done. Especially since that last game. You know, like I mentioned, the interception took points off the board. And then it took that last-second miraculous block field goal to win the game. You know, you don't want to give Bears fans that through the entirety of the offseason, especially if they finally break the winning streak. Matt LaFleur having never lost to the Bears. The fact that they haven't won in Lambeau since 2015, that Thanksgiving game, can't give it. And I saw an amazing stat today. The Packers have beaten the Bears. The Packers are 13-2 against the Bears in Green Bay in the months of December and January. The Bears' only two wins were in 2005 and 1979. That's crazy. I mean, these dudes have been going at it for 100 years, and those are the only two times in December or January that the Bears have won in Green Bay. That's pretty nuts. Simatovich, what's going on, man? Jerry Rice fumbled. It's funny that you put a trademark symbol there, because I think you're probably making a joke, but this is true. The very first shirt we tried to make here at Cheesehead TV literally only said Jerry Rice fumbled. That was the t-shirt we tried to make and put up on our store, and it was not allowed because Jerry Rice owns that phrase. He owns the trademark, so that you can't utilize it. Pretty clever on Jerry's part. I still think we need to do some like bootleg shirts. But yes, today is the anniversary. It was today in history when Jerry Rice most certainly fumbled. And obviously I'm totally over it. Luke Carnes, what's going on? Happy Friday, Nags. Is it still Pizza Friday for you and the girls? What's something you want to watch this weekend with the game? Watch for this weekend with the game. Oh, I see. Watch for during the game. Yes, it is still pizza night. Girls, although it's funny because now it's later in the evening because they're all very busy doing, like, you know, having jobs and doing things with friends and all that. But yes, we'll still be doing pizza later tonight. As for something I want to watch for in the game, number one is everyone staying healthy. I think there's no joke, you know, there's no doubt that as much as you want, obviously, to watch the offense in particular compete and play at a high level and look a lot more cohesive than they did coming out of the gate in Minneapolis, just get out of there healthy. That's the thing I'm most looking forward to, is getting on the backside of that game and everyone being okay and getting ready for whoever the next opponent is in the playoffs. But as far as like the approach, yeah, I want a lot more consistency on offense. You'd like to see a smoother operation. Things were, and I think the word we kept coming back to this week was disjointed. Things were so disjointed on offense against the Vikings. Let's get in a rhythm, you know, let's see the offense get in a rhythm for, I'm not going to say the first time in a long time, because I think they got into a rhythm out of the gate in Seattle, although they seemed to lose it in the second half. But yeah, let's come out of the gate firing and take control of this game from the outset. Ed, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Really hoping that all our starters are sitting during the fourth. No fucking break. I feel you, man. Like I said, just stay healthy. And yeah, let's take control of the game and start kind of weeding starters out down the stretch in the second half. Mark, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate you. Steve, thanks for the super sticker, man. Happy New Year, Nags and fellow cheeseheads. Was sick, but cleared protocol this morning, so I'm going to Lambeau on Sunday. There you go. All right, Steve-O. Have the best time. And hey, bundle up. It's going to get on the cool side. But glad to hear you're feeling better, dude. Ian, thanks for the super chat, man. Hey, brother, love that you and I agree on Halfley now. Packers are winning it all this year. Packers fans that doubt it will come back around. Got to start a new trend. Who's going to win this weekend? Oh, the Packers are going to win this weekend. Come on now. You know this. Cheeto, how are you, man? With the end near for some teams, LOL, I'll note the Packers earned 31 playoff games versus the Bears 9 since 2000. Almost two full seasons of extra play. Let the Bears win the offseason. Grateful. Go Pack, go. Yeah, you know, I was talking to Corey about that the other day. It's like that feeling that we had under LaFleur, it's happened once of not getting to the playoffs, right? The final year with Aaron Rodgers. And before that, it was, what, the year Mike McCarthy got fired. It's that empty feeling in January where you're not, the Packers aren't playing. It's just, it's weird that it feels so sudden because you can see it coming. You know when the schedule lays out. But like, this is what I always talk about with, like, we feel somewhat as Packers fans, yeah, we're entitled to some January football because that's what the Packers do. They play in the playoffs. Man, very different than when I was a younger man and the Packers were never in the playoffs. And I remember late season December games feeling like a playoff game because that was as close as we were ever going to get. And I've told the story before, like a late season win against the Vikings. I think Infante was the coach. Man, I remember we celebrated like, I don't know, like it was Mardi Gras because it was just huge. And I think we had a winning record for the first time in forever. And it didn't matter that we didn't get to the playoffs. We just couldn't believe we'd actually kind of won these games and we looked good doing it and we had an offense and oh my God, Sterling Sharp is the best and Magic Man's incredible, blah, blah, blah. But like, yeah, back then I never even dreamt about the playoffs. I mean, I'd seen it one time and that was in a strike shortened season. Man, we've got it good now. We've got it so good now. It's crazy. Mike Witt, what's going on, man? I am thinking we see Malik sometime before half Sunday. Who are you thinking is going to win, Vikes or Lions? Random Packer, Johnny Holland. Mike, I'd be surprised if he's in before half, but I do think there's a decent chance we see Malik Willis in the second half. Hopefully, if things are going according to plan. Who do I think is going to win? I think the Lions are going to win. And I know the Vikings are playing well. They've got a better defense. And there's no doubt Sam Darnold is playing out of his mind. I think it's going to be a shootout, but I think the Lions are going to control the game at home. I do think, you know, the Vikings are catching them at the right time. Obviously, they took a 10-0 lead last time around in their building, but the Lions came back and, you know, I'm not going to say won the game in convincing fashion, but they certainly showed that they're, you know, able to, you know, there's nothing too big for them. The way they're operating on offense right now, though, and you saw that 49ers game, it was toe for toe for a while, and then they got a couple, you know, a couple turnovers, give that offense more opportunities. They're going to put you away. And I don't necessarily think that's going to happen, you know, against the Vikings, but I do think it's going to be a close one, but I do think the Lions take it. That would be my guess right now. Mark, thanks for the super chat, man. I'm getting 2003 vibes for the playoffs. Lost to Vic and Falcons. Random Packer. Mossy Cade. Beard looks better. Thanks, brother. Mossy Cade. Don't need that up in here. Jeezy baby. What's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. If you're a coach, would you play Saquon for the record? No. Absolutely not. I think Sirianni and company are making the right call. I mean, he's the engine of your, not only your offense, but of your team and your chance to get to the Super Bowl. Like, no, absolutely not. But that's just me. I get the desire to watch him do it. And I understand, you know, if the player was really jonesing and begging for it or what have you, but I think Saquon Barkley understands there's bigger things afoot for them. And yeah, I think they're making the right call there. Holmes MD1, what up, Nags? What's up? How you doing? Thanks for joining us. What happens when Malik Willis comes in and plays better than Love? Tom, it won't matter at all. Jordan Love is your starter. Doesn't matter what Malik Willis does. It does not matter. What it does is increase his value if they want to move him because he's under contract for next year. But Jordan Love is your starter. Jordan Love is going to continue to be your starter no matter how many times the Jordan Love haters come out and go, well, they should go to Malik Willis for good. It's never going to happen. So keep typing away, I guess. But it doesn't matter. Like, at all. Like, in any way, shape, or form. Jordan Love is your franchise quarterback. You're not going anywhere. Sorry to be the bearer of what is actually good news, but you're too blind to see it. Not going to happen. Ben Green, how are you, man? All our games we lost have been close. We just have to find a way to score more than 3 points in the first half against good teams. Then maybe we could have won some of those. Yeah, it's been an ongoing theme, and it's a frustrating thing. And we talked about it on transplants. I've talked about it on daily. It's mind-numbingly frustrating when you have an offense that you know is good enough to move the ball up and down the field and score points that comes out and basically fizzles out of the gate and allows the opponent to take control of the game. Because the Packers, their MO this season has been to take early control. And then, you know, it obviously helps the defense when you get a multi-score lead. The offense can stick with Josh Jacobs, you know, something they had to get away from essentially because of the score last Sunday. So, yeah, it would be nice to finally get at least just to operate on offense and put up points. I don't even need a 14-point lead like they've gotten out to against a couple teams, right? I don't need that. It'd be nice, but I don't need it. But I'd like the offense to not look like it's trying to self-sabotage itself out of the gate in a big game. That is for damn sure. Mike Witt. Since it's Bears week, random Packer, Charles Martin. Go Pack, go. Charles Martin. Oh, Dodger Dad, you are correct. I'm tired of that narrative. Jordan Love better. Yes, he is better. But sometimes, on occasion, Malik Willis has looked productive. And, yeah, a little bit more productive at times. But none of that means anything in the game of football, breaking it down, analyzing the actual play at the quarterback position. And game context, what the scheme is, who they're playing, all of that enters into it. And Jordan Love is exponentially more talented and better and has more, way more upside than Malik Willis. Correct. Adam, what's going on, man? Who else is ready to watch Jacob stiff arm the Bears into oblivion? Yes, please. I'd like that. That would be great. Although I do think there's a decent chance, you know, score a couple touchdowns, get control of the game by halftime, much like we saw against the Saints. I suspect we'll see him on the sideline as the game continues into the second half, hopefully. Christopher, how are you, man? Excited for the playoffs. Hopefully they can go on the run they're waiting for, we're waiting for. What is a more important offseason need, cornerback or improving the pass rush? Yes. I'm always going to be of the opinion that pass rush should come first, that it is more important than anything else. I do think, yes, they obviously need an influx of talent at the cornerback position, but you've seen it this year. You can hold up with, you know, not world beaters, not all pros in your secondary if you can get to the quarterback. And not even get to the quarterback, if you can at least affect the quarterback with regularity. We've seen multiple examples of that this season. So for me, it is about the pass rush, first and foremost. And that doesn't mean you have to take an edge in the first round or whatever, or a defensive lineman, a defensive tackle, right? I think there's a decent chance they take a corner in the first. It's going to depend how the board falls, where they're picking, etc. But for me, this is my opinion, number one is the pass rush. How to augment it, how to improve it, get more talent up front there that can destroy double teams, win one-on-ones, make life miserable for quarterbacks. That, to me, has got to be the MO this offseason. Mark, what's up, man? I'm down on Love and the receivers. Changed my mind, Nags. Well, you got to remember that they're working together for the, what, second year now? They're wrapping up their second year together. And I know the expectations coming into the season were sky high, and everybody saw how productive and fluid it all was down like the last six games or so last season. I'll just remind everybody, and I know no one likes to hear this, but it is 100 billion percent true. Growth, development, it's not linear. It rarely is. Guys are going to take steps forward. They're going to take a step back. Yeah, it's been disjointed on the offensive side of the ball, especially in the passing game this year. But this group is going to continue to grow together. And yeah, probably this season, there's still going to be fits and starts. You're going to see moments of excitement, big plays, production, and then you're going to see stretches where they just can't seem to get out of their own way. It's mostly a byproduct of playing with so many young guys. And yeah, they've had a lot of reps together, but it's still very, very early in their NFL careers as they grow together as an offense. I'm telling you, like, trust me, bookmark this, throw it back in my face next year if you get to week six or seven and they don't look much, much better. And I think that could start to happen down the stretch here this season. But I do think there are some things that Matt and company probably have to get under the hood and adjust as far as the actual offense, how it's constructed, what they're asking these guys to do. There's no doubt that, you know, these guys have all the talent in the world. They can be productive as hell. And it has been somewhat disjointed this year. But that doesn't diminish their talent and their upside and their ability to move the ball and score a ton of points. And Jordan Love in particular, I thought, you're watching that game on Sunday in Minneapolis, and it is frustrating. And you think, man, the completion percentage is bad, and there's no doubt the very, very minimal production in the first half. And you're thinking, what is going on? You're paying this guy all this money. But if you go back and watch the tape, he's actually playing the position extremely well and at a very high level. From everything from setting protections to knowing where to go with the ball when things do break down, escaping the pocket, using the pocket, getting outside, getting depth to get outside and avoid the rush. There's so many little things he's doing at a very high level that aren't quantifiable, that don't get talked about and won't get broken down on Twitter and YouTube, like kind of breakups, cut-ups, etc. But he has a boatload of talent. And yes, he's got to be more accurate. He's got to, you know, curb some of these bad habits as far as falling away, you know, throwing sidearm all the time, etc. And I don't doubt for a moment that that will occur as he continues to play. I mean, not every path is the same. Not everybody develops at the exact same rate. Not every quarterback develops the same way. Everyone always wants to compare Favre, Rodgers, Love, etc. They're all very different. And yes, you'd like to see the production. You'd like to see the consistency. But man, I'm telling you, you go back and watch early Favre, and it's inconsistent as hell for those first two plus years. I know we live in a gotta-have-it-now instant gratification world, but I am begging you to be patient. I promise you, this is a group that is going to be extremely productive, explosive, and score a boatload of points. I promise you that. What else we got here? Cheesy Baby, what's going on, man? Good pass rush makes cornerbacks better. Good cornerbacks don't make pass rushers better, is my opinion. I mean, it helps when you have coverage, right? You saw it early in the Vikings game where the Packers got off the field those first couple drives because, you know, Darnold couldn't find a place to go with the ball. And ultimately, there were coverage sacks and coverage throwaways that kind of fell apart after they lost Devontae Wyatt and they lost Zane Anderson. You know, they really affected them. And Darnold, I thought, just started ripping it, you know, into some really tight windows, which, man, he completed. And it was an excellent performance by him. But yeah, I mostly agree with you. Matthew, thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook, man. Are we ever going to see Marshawn Lloyd this season? Doesn't feel like it, Matthew. Does not feel like it. There's been no indication anytime recently. Ryan, thanks for the super chat, man. Former Packer who should have been a wrestler, Charles Martin. We've had two Charles Martin references in this chat. That's crazy. I remember back in the 80s that the Packers would ever catch the Bears in all. I remember back in the 80s thinking that the Packers would never catch the Bears in the all-time series, but now I want to leave them in the dust. Well, they're in the process of doing so. Of that, there is little doubt. Love to see it. Oh, wow. Joe. Lofty praise here. Nags, I know you'll say you want Cooper to be Cooper, correct? But do you think he could be more Parsons or more Werner as far as pass rush versus coverage? That's a great question. I right now, what I see is more Werner, but I think there's no limit to what he could potentially become, do, depending on what you ask him to do. And you heard, if you nerd it out and listen to Halfley yesterday at his press conference, he said they're working on some new stuff for him in regards to rushing the passer. So, yeah, we'll see how he continues to develop. Right now, I think he's got the ability to do that, but he has been hit and miss in coverage. I mean, clearly right now his strength is, you know, obviously in the run game and making tackles for loss, really just destroying angles and cutting through attempted blocks. And man, the tape in Minnesota in that regard was really, really fun. What else we got here, folks? Logan, what's going on, man? Just want to, Jim McMahon loves his Packers Super Bowl ring more than his Bears Super Bowl ring. I don't think that's true. Herb, what's up? Thanks for checking out the stream, man. The truth of the matter, last year we were much more inconsistent. I think our expectations were extremely high based on how we finished. I still feel like we are a better team now. Cheers. I tend to agree, and I think that's reflected in the fact that, you know, obviously they clinched a playoff berth much sooner this season. The early kind of struggles were still there, but not, I don't think, to the extent we saw early last season. And yeah, some expectations were certainly set given how incredible they were down the stretch last season. And look, they could still hit some of those strides. You know, I'm not going to say there's no way that, you know, Jordan Love and these receivers could ever just, you know, surprise us and have a really consistent, big output, lots of yards and points, etc. It just feels like, yeah, they would love to run the ball a lot more than they want to throw it. And it's, you know, kind of taken away from the, I want to say, not consistency, but like the repetition that gets you in rhythm that allows you to do some of the things we saw them do last year. I think that's part of the component there. Ryrod, now here's an important question. Do you think Halfley's defense is reflected accurately in Madden? No, I do not. But I don't, you know, begrudge it because no one really knew what to expect schematically. And I think some of what you've seen from Halfley this year is not really what he would like to do overall if he had his druthers as far as personnel goes. That's kind of driving the approach. But yeah, I think the folks at Madden didn't really know what to expect as far as which parts of which schemes he'd be utilizing. I'm interested to see if things change next year, though. I think they rarely change in a big, big way. What an interesting question. First question you ever asked in a presser. God, that is a really good question. It had to have been at the Combine because that's the first place I was ever credentialed. I can't remember, honestly. It was a long time ago. I remember being nervous as hell, though. And there's a practice to it as far as asking questions in a media availability when you're not used to it. That first time, I remember my knees were knocking. I was very nervous, you know. God, that was a long time ago. I'll think about it. Maybe if I can think of it, I'll try and give it a shout out either, you know, on watch party or maybe next week sometime. Logan, I just play Retro Bowl with Green Bay, so I have won 74 Retro Bowl championships. That's one way to go about it. I like it. All right, buddy, I'm gonna have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Sunday. Go Pack, go.